This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our study of Ecclesiastes with A Time for Everything, The God-Given Task, From Dust to Dust, An Unhappy Business, and A Threefold Cord. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In my lips
and my mouth shall declare your praise, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 17. All the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people grumbled against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because they tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
Now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Dearly beloved, testing the Lord and quarreling with him are different things. Massah is not the same thing as Meribah. Putting the Lord to the test is different from complaining. Moses called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the quarreling of the people of Israel and because they tested the Lord. Those are not the same. First, Meribah means complaining or quarreling, and it comes from a lack of trust in God. They do that complaining here at Rephidim in Exodus 17, and they already did it twice before. At the bitter waters of Marah in Exodus 15, they complained and said, "What shall we drink?" In the hungry wilderness of Sin in Exodus 16, the next chapter, they said, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." And here, at thirsty Rephidim, they say, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" That is complaining or quarreling, and it shows that they do not trust the Lord. They should have trusted God's presence and concern for them, but they did not. So testing the Lord and quarreling with him are different things. Now the other part, testing the Lord, that's when doubting people demand a miracle. Massah means testing or tempting or putting to the test. At Rephidim, they go beyond complaining. They go a step further. Now they make a demand, "Give us water to drink." And this demand is a test of God's reality and grace. Is the Lord among us or not? Doubtful people demand a miracle. If they don't get it, they will not believe. Now, maybe they don't deny God's existence. They had seen God in the pillar of cloud and fire. But they certainly doubt his presence at this time and his loving kindness. And the people want to dictate to God what he should do. Now, here at the seminary, I think you understand this well. In a class, whoever is in charge is the one who gives the tests. How much more so with God? Now, I, as a human teacher, if you were to challenge me and my authority as a teacher because you thought I was unqualified to teach, that would normally be foolish. But on the other hand, maybe sometimes I get something wrong and need to be challenged. But if you put God to the test, you're putting yourself above Him, as though you are the judge and He has to perform at your standards. And that is always foolish. In fact, it is sin and rebellion. God gives the tests, not you. Moses makes this clear later on in Deuteronomy 6. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test as you tested him at Massah, which is something that the Lord Jesus repeats to Satan in the wilderness. And whenever people would put the Lord Jesus to the test, he did not play along. No sign shall be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And when the unbelieving Jews called out, "Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him," the Lord remained on the cross, bearing the sins of the world unto death. God will not let people force his hand. When doubtful people demand a miracle, he won't do it. Now, among Christians, there's a lot of testing God. Whenever your present experience is more reliable to you than Holy Scripture, that's putting the Lord to the test. Whenever charismatic people expect miracles and emotions as proof of God's presence and grace, that's putting the Lord to the test. Whenever you chafe under the tests and crosses that God puts on you, and then you go and make some demands of God, that's putting the Lord to the test. Let Psalm 95 be a warning. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Testing the Lord sets man as the master and God as the slave. He will not play along. At least not always. It's actually interesting. Here at Rephidim, he did. He did play along. The Lord is gracious and merciful, long-suffering and abounding in mercy. He provided water from the rock for their thirst despite their complaining and doubtful testing, despite their words. Is the Lord among us or not? They wanted proof, some evidence. And here the Lord was merciful and patient. Well, we do not need new miracles. God has already given us all the evidence we need. He gave the Israelites plenty of signs, the 10 plagues, the Red Sea, the waters of Marah, the manna from heaven. They had all the evidence they needed, and so do we. Now, it is not wrong to want to have a basis for your faith, some evidence. That's not testing the Lord. We don't ask anybody to have a blind faith, to believe something that has no evidence, no credibility. God has given, however, evidence of himself, and on that evidence, we do believe. We fallen sinners are an unbelieving people for the most part. Sure, we believe a lot of things. We are gullible towards every wind of doctrine, but we tend to doubt God, who is the only credible speaker, who is the truth. Most people think they need signs and wonders to be able to believe. But actually, if they had signs and wonders, they wouldn't believe those either. For the world is full of God's wonders. The same side of the moon faces us at all times. Its spin and terrestrial orbit perfectly matched at 27.3 days. The sun rises and sets with utter consistency. Life continues. Children are conceived and born. Every atom and cell is full of order and information. These are everyday wonders, yet unbelievers disregard them and always require something unusual, like the rich man in hell. But if they do not believe Moses and the prophets, neither will they believe if one rises from the dead. And yet, in his mercy, God has shown signs and wonders at certain times and places. And in his mercy, he still occasionally shows them. Yet we must believe credible witnesses. Every matter is established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. For us, in many and various ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, who also sent out his apostles. These are far more than two or three. Their testimony is never falsified and is all consistent. They sealed their testimony with their own blood, and their testimony about who we are and who God is corresponds with what we see in ourselves and in the world. God has given you all the signs and evidence that you need. Tests and crosses will come, but you can trust in the Lord. The Lord is among you. He gave his own body and soul to thirsting on the cross for you. And now he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember our military personnel, especially Alan Hosier, Cassie Hosier, Preston Curligrand, Stephen Mulring, Jesse Owings, Christopher O'Shell, Caleb and Sarah Schmidt, James Seek, Christian Simpson, Joshua Castle, and Stephen Burns. We also remember our LCMS chaplains, Mario and Syra, Kyle Metzner, Ryan Mills, Carl Mueller, Bobby Niemczyk, Ryan Schnake, Joseph Seifer, Eric Malmstrom, Nathaniel Jensen, and Jonah Dominicelli. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord our God, the protector of all creation, we commend to your gracious care the men and women of our armed forces. Protect them from all dangers to body and soul. Give them a loyal, courageous, and disciplined spirit, and instill in them the love of justice and liberty, that by their service, order and peace may be maintained throughout the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord Almighty God, as you have always granted gifts of the Holy Spirit to your church on earth, grant your special blessing, we pray, to all who minister in your name in the armed forces. By your gracious working, have them honor Christ and advance the good of those committed to their care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.